Welcome to Avir Mirusham, Yishir responds to Luri Nishvas from Moshe Harer Zatzal. We're holding in Yuma Dafim Ches in the Art School Ois Vahadar edition. Perek Shri in the middle of Aloha Aleph, starting Dafim Zayin and with base 5 lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah the way the Kohen Gadol reads the Torah on Yom Kippurim, and he reads and he skips, so the Gemara speaks about that. Tama Tanina, we learned in Maseches Megillah, Medalgi Benovin. One Novi you can skip from one place to another. Vein Medalgi Matoyah, don't skip in the Torah. Medalgi Benovi, you're skipping in one Novi. Vein Medalgi Minovi the Novi. Don't go from one Novi to another Novi. Ubinovi Shashtemasar, that's one safer and it's all together. Mutor, then you can skip from one Novi to another. So this is more Medalgi Matoyah, Ravir Mishim Shir Melokish, Shengil Golin Sevatoyah Barabim. What is the reason I don't skip in the Torah? Because I don't want to roll the Sevatoyah on the Rabim and the Tzibur has to wait. So it's causing ticha de tzibur. So continues the one of him ches amudalaf on top. Rabbi Yisrael asked, "Hagatz v'chashoy so parashak tano. What happens if he wants to skip a very short parasha, and it's not enrolled in sefer Torah? So then you could skip. Hello, the reason why you can't skip kedesh yishmu yisrael Torah al seder. The Torah gives you the mitzvahs, gives you the tzivuim. You have to hear it in order. You have to hear it without skipping, so a person can comprehend and know what the Torah says." Payas in our mission, it says he reads Achim Mois, which is Parshas Achim Mois, and the Achim Mois, which is Parshas Emor. That's a Seder Yom. He's reading the Parshas that belong to the day, and it's not learning Torah. Usually you're not allowed to read Torah Baalpe. And here it says you're reading by art. So that shows you it's not considered to be like regular learning of Torah. Rabbeisi ordered to Barulo, who was the chazan, the one who read out loud in the shul of Bavloi, kad dehi chado oryo, when there's only one sefer Torah, and you have to read in two different places. Tegayelo lehadi paruchto, go behind the paruchas, go behind the curtain, and roll there, not in front of the tzibur. Kadino tarte, when there's two sefer Torahs, te mai vilchado mai sechado. So bring that, take that out one sefer Torah, and bring the other one, instead of rolling it, use two sefer Torah as the minig is today. Says the Gemara, Mevarech Aleh Shmoneh Brachos, there's 8 brachos Kohen Gadol does. What are the 8 brachos? Ala Torah, what's Ala Torah? Haboicher Batorah, that's the bracha. Ala Avoid, which bracha is that? Shoyscho near of an Avoid, which is really Ritzei, ending with a different change in the end of the bracha. Ala Oidah, which is a Moidim, you end with a Torah Chaloidus. Al Mechilas Ahavon, which bracha is that? Moichel Avoynes Amoyisro Brachamim. Al Amigdosh, it's another bracha that you speak about Beis Amigdosh, and ends with the words Haboicher Bamigdosh. From Avidia Shoichin Betzion, ends with the words Shoichin Betzion. Al Yisrael, what is that? That's a bracha that ends with the words Haboicher B'Yisrael. Al Kriyanim is a bracha which ends with the words Haboicher B'Kriyanim. And what is the bracha Al Shart Filo? Is Tchino Vakasha Shamuch Yisrael Tzichim Lehivosh Lefanecho. A crest of Kodesh Boku, Am Yisrael needs from you Yeshua. Pochet Hashem Shemeat Filo. And you end with Shemeat Filo. That is the 8th bracha. Halacha Bey Zog the Mishnah. In Bibig Divutz Korah, if he's reading the Torah with Big Divutz, Big Dilovon, so then Kiddush Yadov Raglov, he has to do another Kiddush, because every time you remove clothing, you do Kiddush Yadayim. Upashan, he removes the clothing. And if he already removed the clothes before, so the Kiddush was already done before. Yorad V'tova, he goes to the mikveh, all over his top, he goes out and wipes himself. He viewed the Big Dizov, he goes to put his Big Dizov again. Velovash V'Kiddush Yadov Raglov, he wears him, does another Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim, that you do every time you take out a clothing, every time he puts on a clothing. Yotzov also is Eloi V'Seilaam. He goes and does the 2 rams that come L'Choyve Sayoim, which is written in Parashas Achimois. For Shiva is Kvasim Tmimim, that's the 7 Kvasim that come from Musaf, which is written in Parashas Pinchas. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. That's what Rabbi Elazar says that it's done right now. Give or him a known, Tomat Sheshacha you crave him. The Musafim were done in the morning, they were before the Avodah Sayoim. Upar Oilo, the bull of the Oilo, also came in the morning. See a Nasa Bechot, you crave him in Tomat Shemet Arabayim. The seer is done outside. That was done when he did the 3rd Levisha, Big Dizov, which is coming together with Tavit Shebet Arabayim. And you'll see the source for this in the Gemara. Kiddush Yodov Raglov, he does again Kiddush Yodov Raglayim. Pasha, he removes the clothing. Yorav Atol goes to the mikvah, all over his topic, and he wipes himself. He viewed the Big Dizov, and they give him Big Dizov, which that's the one he has to wear when he goes inside. Fil Lovash for Kiddush Yodov Raglov, he wears them, and he washes, does again Kiddush Yodov Raglayim. Nichnas lohoiti sakaf samachto. Now he has to go into Kodesh Kadoshim to remove the kaf and the machto, the ladle and the shovel that he left in Kodesh Kadoshim. He just goes in there to remove it. He does it again. After he goes out, Uposha removes the clothing. Yorad the toval goes to the mikvah. All of his topic goes up and wipes himself. Now he viewed a big dissolve. He wears big dissolve. He wears them and he does another kiddush daim raglaim. That's the fifth time he's wearing and changing clothing. Continues the Mishnah with base. Nichnas lahaktir sektoiris. He goes in to the kodesh, to the heichal, to do the ktoiris. Heitiv saneirus, light the candles. Kiddush yod v'raglav. Again, does kiddush yod v'raglav. Uposha removes the clothing. He viewed the big atzor v'lovash. He wears now his own clothing. V'lavim oisu ad beso. They walk into his house. V'yointo v'ya oisu kol ha'avov shiotza v'sholem. Made a big yontiv if he survived and came out in peace outside of Kodesh HaKadoshim. So we have here five stages of the avodah. He has the big dissolve in the beginning where he starts the avodah in the morning. Then he changes the big dilovon to do all the hazoyas inside the Kodesh Kadoshim, outside there, and doing the Mizbeach Hazov. Then he wears the big dissolve and does the stage we have in our Mishnah, in the beginning of our Mishnah. Then he does big dilovon and takes out the kafu machto of the Kodesh Kadoshim. And then he does big dissolve and he ends the avodah we have in our Mishnah. And that's the fifth time that he changes his clothing. We learned in the Mishnah Shita Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Akiva, the Machlekes. So Rabbi Chaim explains, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Musafim were done in Tamid Shel Shachar. According to Rabbi Elazar, some of the Musafim in the morning, some of the Musafim were done in the evening. According to Rabbanan, all of them were done in the evening. Rabbi Chuno, Rabbi Yosef, asked that Rabbi Elazar ke B'chamai. Rabbi Elazar goes to Shita's B'chamai. K'mod B'chamai, Ami Todur, Mikudosh, Mikudosh Koidim. The same way with Shami Legabi wine and Kiddush, they say Todur Mikudush, Mikudush comes first. That's why the bracha of Kiddush comes before the bracha on the wine. Even though wine is more Todur, more frequent, but Kiddush is more Kaddish. Can I blaze Oyim Todur Mikudush, Mikudush Kaidim? That's why he says you first do Avodah Yom Kippurim and then the Musaf. Even though the Musaf is more Todur, it's more frequent. And the more explains Hey Chavido, what does it mean? Avodah Sayoyim Mikudeshes to do the Avodah of the day of Yom Kippur is Mikudush. Umusefei Ayoyim Tadirim, it's Tadir, it's frequent to bring Musafim. Avodah Sayoyim Kodemen Musefei Ayoyim, and the Avodah of the day comes before the Musaf of the day. Now we use here the Gears of Rabbi Chaim. The Gemara now is explaining the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, which things came in the morning. So the Gears of Rabbi Chaim is Tani Hapar Ve'ail Ve'eloi Ve'elam, meaning not only the bull and the regular Ayil, the regular ram, but the two alien we mentioned in our Mishnah, which are coming to Chayves Hayoyim, they are all, are you craving Tomit Shoshach? They all came in the morning. V'ashay you craving Tomit Shoshach Ben Arbaim, meaning the Seir and Aseh B'chutz, and the Chatos were done in the evening. So it explains the Gemara, Shem Logos Shomar, Taima the Entanya, what's the reason of this man Omar? Meaning, why is he doing the Chatos, the Seir Chatos done after, now with everything else? Which means all the korbanos that we have in the morning are oilo, tamid and musaf, all korbanos oilo. So do them together. But the seir was a chatos, I want to do it together with the avodas inside where we're chatos. That's why I leave it for later. Feast the bayim emer. Some want to say differently. Again, using here the gius of Rav Chaim. Par ve'ayil v'shivas kvosim tmimu yukrovim tovit shel shachar. Meaning all the korbanos were done in the morning, except the eilu ve'elam, except the rams that come to chayves hayoyim, they came later, and that's ashayu kravim tovin sheben arabayim. The eilu ve'elam was done in the afternoon. And it says the Gemara v'adin tanyo choylik. That's the Gersham Chaim. Choylik avoidus. He's splitting the musaf. Probably comes in the morning. Probably comes in the evening. My time. What's the reason? Because the pasuk says v'yotza v'asa ser losa v'elosam kam morbanian. Meaning, when it says in the pasuk to do oilos ha'asam, which oilos ha'asam referring to? When it says in inyan, ma'am or be'inyan, eilav eilam. So it's doing afterwards. The pasuk says v'yotzo, when he finishes, goes out, then he does the eilav eilam. So the pasuk tells me clearly to do it later. Omar bo'am baruchiyah v'seir ma'itaymo. What's the reason this seir is also delayed? Because the eilav eilam, because that's what it says in the pasuk. But the seir chatos, why is that delayed? Because the pasuk says milvat chatas kippurim kvar kodnu chatas kippurim. Again, he's dashing the psukim. It says except chatas kippurim that was done, you do the seir. So it has to be done after chatas kippurim. That's why it comes later. So continues the Gemara in Daf Tesamud Aleph. According to this man, that he's dashing in the lashon of the psukim. Let's continue. What it says in the lashon of the psukim? Uvar in oil moed meichun ba. He's coming to oil moed from outside. Where was he? What is he doing? Mikriyas apasha was reading the Torah. Where is he going? According to in the pasuk, lo yitzi kavu machto, to take out the kavu machto for kodesh kadoshim. And this is written after shiluach haseir, after he sent the seir la'azazel. So why does he do the korbanos before? Why does he do the korbanos between the seir and going back to take kavu machto? He does the other korbanos, including tavit shel ben arba'im. Why? According to the psukim, it should be done before. And that's the Gemara concludes. Then it says some later. So why changing the order? I mean, this part of taking the kavu machto must be not done on the order of the psukim. That has to be done afterwards, after all the korbanos. How do we know that? This is one thing which is not written in Seder. That's not written in order. So even though it's written earlier in the parasha, it really means you do all the avodas of the korbanos, you do tovim shebin arba'im, then he goes back inside to take kavu machto, and then he ends the day. You can still say it's in order. Hi, the pasuk said before that he's coming for the parasha and he's doing the ayil. Still, you didn't read it correctly. All the pasuk is teaching you that you need to have kiddush before and after each time he takes out the clothing. When the pasuk says he's coming and going, it doesn't mean he's coming from one place, going to another place. But every coming and going, meaning every time he removes clothing, puts on clothing, he has to do kiddush. Meaning that we don't have a problem with this pasuk because it refers specifically to the kiddush. The Gemara is going to go on to explain now what is exactly the kiddush, why you have to have kiddush before and after, and how do we know it. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Memches.